Tonight we honor four individuals who have devoted their lives to the cause of music.
At the Pierre Hotel in New York City this past Tuesday night, the New School University's Jazz and Contemporary Music Program presented its annual Beacons in Jazz Awards to Atlantic Records co-founder Ahmet Erdogan, American pop, soul, and R&B queen Aretha Franklin, blues rock pianist Johnny Johnson, and modern jazz quartet bassist and cellist Percy Heath.
I've received a lot of honors in recent years, and this one is one of those bright moments, as referred to by my friend Rahsaan Roland Kirk. This is another bright moment in the life of Percy Heath. Thank you very much.
Percy Heath has played on literally hundreds of records. He's made appearances with everyone from Cannonball Adderley to Paul Desmond to Miles Davis to Bud Powell, and there are the dozens of recordings with the Modern Jazz Quartet. But his latest has been a very long time coming. At the age of 80, Percy Heath has just released his first solo CD as a leader, and he's in our studio in New York. Mr. Heath, what took so long?
I don't know. I've been asked that question, Leanne, many times. But, Leanne, I never thought of being a leader anyway. The quartet records, Modern Jazz Quartet records, we were all nobody leader, although John Lewis was the musical director. But each instrument stood on its own. Like Count Basie said, every tub stands on its own bottom. Actually, it's a three-quarters of the Heath Brothers Quartet on the CD, and we added Peter Washington because some of the compositions demanded two basses.
The CD starts out with the title tune, A Love Song, and it's something that you actually played for bassist Milt Hinton at a memorial. Can you tell us about that?
It has a lyric, and the last verse said, "And now you've gone away and left me brokenhearted, but my memories will see me through, because I can't forget that magic moment when we met, that lucky day I fell in love with you." So I recited that for Mona in memory of Milt Hinton, who was another of my mentors. And then I played it alone.
You should mention you were one of the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah, I learned to fly P-40s and P-47s, and that was a little difficult. I don't think many people wanted us to do that. They said black people couldn't handle those machines or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I proved them a lie. I could fly pretty good.
Yeah. So. And then you took the money that you got. Was it your separation pay when you got out of the service to go buy a base?
Right. Mm-hmm. I spent $300 of that separation pay and bought a nice, beautiful, shiny Epiphone bass, mm-hmm. plywood, American-made. I started with Jimmy was at the piano. We had an upright piano that somebody gave us, and that house on Federal Street had some music going on in it all day, every day, until Mama would say, "I think you better stop," because, in South Philly, you could hear next door, each house next door. So we'd have to stop, put a curfew on about 9 o'clock in the evening. But
your mother was musical. Your father was as well. I mention your dad because on your CD, this new one, there's a cornerstone of it, Suite for Pop.
He's a clarinet player. He was a clarinet player in the Elks organization mm-hmm. in Philly, the Quaker City Elks band. Pop's inspiration, he gave me a violin when I was 8 or 9 years old. But he was the inspiration for all of us.
when did you start playing cello?
Well, you know, Oscar Pettiford started that. He had a cast on his wrist in the late 40s, but he could move his fingers, so he just grabbed a cello and tuned it like a bass.
So you sort of approached the instrument the way that Oscar Pettiford was approaching it, yeah.
Oh, yes, the only way to do it as far as cello. And I have to ask cello players to forgive me because I'm not really playing cello. Jimmy calls it a baby bass, so.
You do a tune from the 70s, Watergate Blues. Now, here you've got the tune, but now you've got some new players. Your brother Tootie's with you on this one, so you've got some, you know, familiarity there, yeah. But you've got some young lions there, Peter Washington and Jeb Patton. What's the dynamic like? I mean, you're reinterpreting a classic of your own, and you've got these young kids who are playing it with you and doubtless bringing something of their own to it.
Well, on this CD, I have most of the other recordings of that composition, which there are many, and I hope I played different on every one of them because it's supposed to be strictly an improvisational venture. But this time, I didn't have to put on a bass track and then play over it with the cello. So in this instance, I was happy to have Peter Washington, who is a tremendous young bassist, to play, and I had a complete rhythm section behind me to play over. Mm. It came out like I'm more relaxed to be a soloist with a rhythm section, baby, you know? It's unfamiliar territory for me.
Well, here you are, you're getting awards, and you're cranking out the CDs, and you're still out there playing, and you live in Montauk, Long Island, way out there on the tip, right?
Yeah.
Now, I understand you're a big fisherman, too.
That's one of my passions, chasing a striped bass.
You won Sportsman of the Year.
Yeah, they keep doing things. I don't know, when you get to be 80, I guess they say, you know, this guy's been around a long time doing this. We better give him a reward or two, as Jimmy calls it. Go get your reward.
Go get your reward for sticking around, huh?
Right.
Yeah. You have a boat. You call your boat the Fiddler?
Yes. When Muhammad Ali was out there in Montauk years ago, Dick Cavett, who was hosting a breakfast or something, they were filming something out there in Montauk, and that's when I met Muhammad. And Dick introduced me as a bass player, and Muhammad said, "Oh, you're a fiddler." So I named my boat the Fiddler.
And you put it in the water right near your birthday?
I do every year. I try to get it. It's time for bass and flounder when the water warms up out there.
So April 30th is your birthday?
Yep, 81.
Woo. Percy Heath, what a treat it's been to talk to you.
Oh, thank you.
Percy Heath, his new CD, A Love Song, is on Daddy Jazz Records. Mr. Heath, thanks very much. Congratulations on your Beacons in Jazz Award.
Thank you so much, Leah.
You can hear my full conversation with Percy Heath online at npr.org, along with audio excerpts from the CD. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.